This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our triple option feature. At 4:20 or a little bit after that, Fox Sports' own and Louisiana's own Tim Brando will be joining us. It's been a little while since Timmy B's been on with us, but he's coordinating and supervising now college basketball, traveling all over the country. So we'll get Timmy's take on the college basketball scene, certainly also about Kellen Moore, spring football, college football all across the board. Charlie, this weekend, three-game sweep by the LSU Tiger baseball team of Purdue-Fort Wayne. It's not who you beat, but it's how you did it. The two things that really jump right in front of me is, one, yesterday we got to see it would have been almost a two-year drought. The right-hander Chase Shores, he had the elbow injury in March of 2023. He goes through the Tommy John surgery. It takes him a little bit longer to come back from. But yesterday, 67 pitches, five innings he pitched, no walks, seven strikeouts. He gave up three hits and one run. But it was his command of the pitches that really, really stuck out to me because – man, after not pitching for 2 years, doesn't matter who you go up against. There are a little bit of nerves involved. And, man, am I back to where I once was? And we're going to go through that process with Chase Shores. But we talked about it certainly with Coach Jay Johnson Thursday. He was so excited to have him back on the mound. And I heard it in Coach Jay Johnson's voice yesterday. He was thrilled of what he saw from Chase Shores.
And Chase said himself, just getting the feel for things, has taken some time. I think I'm finally ready. That's the first competitive game he's pitched in since March of 2023. It has been a long time coming for this guy. And I get the Tommy John surgery happened in April that year. He missed all of last season, but now he's back. People will forget, Mike, when Chase Shores started as a freshman, he was a weekend rotation guy right off the bat for that national championship team that won in 2023. So he's got all the talent. We talked with Ben McDonald about this last week, Mike. He's got first-round level talent. You see the fastball. I mean, he can pump it up to 99. And then he's got great breaking stuff as well. He is so talented as a weekend pitcher on this early rotation for LSU, and I can't wait to see what he does. And to your point about his performance on Sunday as well, Mike, all the stuff that happened on the base paths happened early, in like the first inning. And I mean, this is the first time the guy's pitched in like almost 2 years, right? So you kind of expect a little bit of jitters, but then he got into a groove, and he was in, you know,
command.
There's a term that baseball people love, and I love it too, the rocking chair that a starting pitcher gets into. And he was just mowing down Purdue Fort Wayne hitters. And I understand the level of competition, but what was most impressive about Chase Shores, Mike, and Jay Johnson mentioned this in the post game when he was talking with Bill Franquez, that every single at-bat felt like Chase Shores was either up 1-2 or 0-2. he was pounding the strike zone, and no Purdue Fort Wayne hitter could get in front of him. He was always in front of the hitter, and that's exactly what you want to see. You know, we'll see him kind of ease into things, but this is a guy that's got all the talent in the world. The command is was the buzz about him basically throughout the spring was that his command looked great. But then you saw it in live game action. In 67 pitches, he mowed through five innings of work. He gave up one run, but he was super impressive. And he wasn't just the only performance that was impressive over the weekend, too, Mike. The Tiger bullpen is unbelievable this year. The amount of pitching depth that they have, all the talent is one thing, but the number, like the amount of pitchers that they have that they can just throw at any team, it's going to be really fun to watch this season.
The other guy, too, is Daniel Dickinson.
And, yes.
It was the first question, other than Chase, I brought up to Coach Johnson. We had him on Thursday. And I never forget when they got the commitment from Dickinson, Utah Valley, and people were, Utah Valley? Why is Jay Johnson going to get a guy from Utah Valley? Well, all he did this weekend, he batted .556.
Yep.
He was 5 of 9. He had a double, a home run, 7 RBIs. That's why he went to Utah Valley to get him, because he was that good. Really impressed with Daniel Dickinson, and yes, okay, the opponent does have something to do with it, but he showed, man, that guy's a player. And you can see right off the bat by his ability to swing a bat, he's got a real sweet swing to it, and that guy has got a chance to really be special at LSU.
There's a reason that he was one of the top players in the transfer portal. Mike and Jay, being the recruiter he is, went out and scooped him up, and as you mentioned, had a great opening debut weekend with the Tigers. Another bat that had a really good weekend as well, freshman Derek Curiel,
yeah,
who was very highly touted by D1. They named him the preseason SEC Freshman of the Year. And then he had a really strong weekend as well, going 4-for-11, batted .364 in the sweep against Purdue Fort Wayne, 3 RBI with 1 homer, 2 run score, 2 walks, a steal, .462 on base percentage. Great numbers from Derek Curiel in his debut action of college baseball. But Mike, I got the numbers in front of me here about what the Tiger bullpen did against Purdue Fort Wayne, and this is what's really enticing to me. They didn't use guys like Gavin Guidry and Connor Ware and Zach Cowan, the transfer from Wofford. They didn't even use those pieces. They still used 9 pitchers over the weekend. And get this, from their bullpen, 27 innings pitched, a .67 ERA for the pitching staff, 14 hits, 2 runs, and this is what I love, 2 walks in 27 innings pitched to 45 strikeouts. Now, as far as the bullpen goes, the numbers are pulling it up. 12 innings pitched, 3 hits, 0 runs, 24 strikeouts to 1 walk over the weekend.
That is strong.
Yes. We talked about the depth that the Tiger pitching staff has. It was on full display early on. And like we said, Purdue Fort Wayne, you got to know the level of competition. But you did what you were supposed to do against that team.
The other thing, too, is, and I don't want to leave him out, and it's Friday with Cade Anderson pitching 5 shutout innings, 8 strikeouts. Man, okay, he did give up, I think it was 3 or 4 singles, but that was it. Again, 8 strikeouts in 5 innings in a shutout effort by Cade Anderson. Again, a real, real strong performance by Cade. And you can see the setup here of the pitching staff. I'm interested to see what's going to happen tomorrow as they play Southern and they play Nicholls State right after that on Wednesday on how the pitching staff is used. But impressive performances by Chase Shores yesterday and certainly Cade Anderson Friday night.
There were 3 relief pitchers, Mike, as well, that I wanted to give a shout-out to. All freshmen, by the way. Kaysen Evans, Maverick Rizzi, and then William Schmidt. All 3 of them looked lights out of the bullpen. And we can't ignore your guy, Nicholls State transfer Jacob Myers, who also threw an inning out of the bullpen for the Tigers. When we talked with Joe Healy from D1 Baseball last week, he mentioned that, you know, depending on what they decide to do with Jacob Myers, he was an ace his entire time at Nicholls State, but they could potentially use him as a bullpen piece just because they're that loaded with pitching depth. But if they decide to do that, with Jacob Myers' fastball, he could be one of the best pitchers out of the bullpen in the SEC. So, we'll see how that goes. But those 3 freshmen, as I mentioned, Maverick Rizzi, and then also William Schmidt and Kaysen Evans, all threw great innings out of the bullpen in their first action of college baseball. all freshmen, all very talented, and I'm really excited to see how they develop.
Yeah, and Jacob, you know, I got to watch him pitch the 2 years that he pitched at Nichols. And, I mean, this was a guy, it wasn't even a one-star recruit. He was a zero-star recruit. He got recommended to Nichols State by a guy that played on the Colonels baseball team years ago. They were looking for a pitcher, tall, skinny kid, erratic as a pitcher. Man, did he develop into something there. And seeing a little bit of him now, he's filled out that frame. He didn't have that much meat on the bone. Now he's got a little bit of weight behind that. But it was such an impressive performance as a freshman. I thought last year it was a little tougher deal for him, but, man, he came out of it really well and was a big part of Nichols again getting into the series.
The knock on him at Nichols was that at some points he would struggle with his command and give up too many walks.
That is partially true early on.
With what you can see from him in a bullpen role, though, where he doesn't have to overextend himself for 5-plus innings as a starter, you know, maybe he can be that weapon for the Tiger bullpen, where if you need 2 innings, or maybe 3 at the most, he can go in and shut down an opposing team, just because his fastball is that elite. So we'll see what happens with Jacob Myers. And as I mentioned, a lot of pitchers really shine this weekend. I mean, when you give up 2 runs in a 3-game series, they're going to be really good numbers. But still, I came away very, very impressed with the amount of Tiger pitchers that Jay Johnson used in the weekend series and the amount of Tiger pitchers that looked awesome.
And the bats.
Yeah, man, yeah, the bats too.
The bats there too. And, man, again, impressive. And, again, tomorrow playing Southern, and then Wednesday they'll play Nichols State. They'll play the Colonels. When we come back, we'll have on with us from Fox Sports, Tim Brando. And Tim, he's also the Grand Marshal of the crew of Centaur. And I think that's the 22nd of February. So we'll get Timmy's take on making the ride as the Grand Marshal, and also his take on college basketball, also college football, and on Kellen Moore right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTay along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, it's been a while, but we got him now. Fox Sports commentator, football, basketball, track and field, baseball, Tim Brando. Timmy V, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be with you. Tell the Cannon I said hello, even if he's not there, and I'll catch up with him soon enough, I'm sure.
Okay, before I ask you all these sports questions, you the Grand Marshal, crew of Centaur. Is that the 22nd of February?
Yeah, I'm off this Saturday. I got Fox to, I missed last week. This week I worked, but last week we had the ball, and this week we have the parade. And crew of Centaur is the biggest in the Shreveport-Bossier area. I've been around the longest as well. We didn't, honestly, Mike, when I left Baton Rouge in New Orleans and I moved up to Connecticut, as I was growing up in North Louisiana, we didn't do Mardi Gras parades. We didn't. They brought them in, and I'm glad they did, shortly after I-49 was finally done and created. And I think the state of Louisiana got a little closer to one another, and North did begin to recognize what had been going on in South Louisiana. And they began this in like 89, 90. Well, I moved back in 1990. I didn't even know we were doing this in the Shreveport area. And we have, and now we've got a lot of tradition because it's 2025. And the Crew of Centaur Parade, which rolls through the middle, right through downtown, the middle of Shreveport, we'll have streets aligned with 150,000 to 200,000 people for this. And I'll be 69 on February the 27th. So, you know, when I was asked about doing it this year, I was like, I don't know, if a few years from now, my wife will be healthy enough or I will to be a part of it. So I should try this. And I called Fox and I asked them if it'd be okay if I got off. And they said, no problem. We'll do that for you, Tim. It's a great honor. And so I'm going to do it. And I can't wait. I'm really excited about it. And,
no, Timmy, you're going to have a good time. That's all I can tell you. I just hope maybe you have 20% of the good time that I had. Now, I can't compare you to A-Bear. So I would say if you have 10% of the good time he had, we were riding, you're going to have a really good time. And, man, well-deserved. And I know the people up there, they think so much of you. And, you know, and always think, too, about your dad. You know, about, you know, how he was such a big part of, you know, your career, but also for so many people in that area.
Yeah, he was and is. Even to this day, I can go to the grocery store, and if somebody stops me and says, boy, I remember your dad, Joe, I'll know right away that person is either 65 or older. Usually older. That's another thing that makes me feel a lot younger, because most of these people, you know, are a lot older than I am. And I say a lot, I mean maybe by 7 or 8 years older. And that's significant now. That means they're probably more in their mid-70s than. In fact, Terry Bradshaw jokes to this day, since we're still working together at Fox, and when he had his big day, his proclamation day was down in New Orleans during the Super Bowl. Terry, to this day, has to give my father credit for his first debut on TV. He came down to the ABC affiliate, KTBS, at that time, and still is KTBS, and my dad's show, Tops for Toys, was a Saturday kiddie show. Well, Terry was 8 years old and was on that show. And He's got me by, I think, 7 years. He's 7 years older than me, so I would have been a bouncing baby boy of about one and a half, maybe 2 years old when he came down to be on the show. So I remind him of that whenever we run into one another. And he actually told my bosses at Fox before they hired me that, yeah, I was on his dad's TV show. So that was really great that New Orleans did that for him. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, awesome. And I know Terry had a good time here. Tim, the Saints hiring officially Kellen Moore last week. And I know you know a lot about Kellen and probably got to cover him when he was at Boise State. Very successful quarterback there. Man, they put up some numbers. And back then, the offense they ran was unique. You didn't see that a lot in college football. Certainly not in the NFL, but you didn't see it in college football. Your thoughts from what you've been able to pick up throughout the years and your knowledge of Kellen Moore, how well you think he will, you know, kind of develop into being a head coach? Because you don't know about a guy and until he's the head coach, and now he's got that job.
Right. Well, listen, you talk about the offense itself and how unique it was to college football, at least the mainstream of college football at that time. And they were playing a lot of their games in those days just to get on TV. They were playing a lot of those games on Thursday and Friday on ESPN. I used to joke Joe Tessitore made his career off doing Boise State games during that period, and he really sort of did.
Yeah,
because they were great games. They were fun. They were enjoyable. And it was during the BCS era, and when they were beating teams like Georgia and knocking off SEC teams with that offense, okay, then they had credibility. They were a missed field goal away against Colin Kaepernick's Nevada team of being in the national championship 1 year. I mean, they should have been in the national championship 1 year, but a missed field goal meant that they didn't go undefeated, and it happened against Nevada when Kaepernick was there and they were running a pistol for him. But BYU is the only thing that would be comparable to an offense with Lavelle Edwards when he had Detmer, when Todd Detmer was doing the same thing in the late 80s and early 90s that Kellen did, and, you know, 20-some years later. And then when they went and won the Fiesta Bowl in that incredible game where Peterson ran the Statue of Liberty and all that other stuff to beat Oklahoma, they became mainstream. And even though Kellen's career was short-lived at the NFL level, his understanding of that kind of offense and that the direction of all of football was going that way. They were now running that stuff in the Big Ten and in the SEC, especially in the Southeastern Conference, they were running it. Then all of a sudden you knew this guy really gets the X's and O's. And I know that's his reputation coming in. The media there is talking a lot about his understanding of, you know, that offense and the direction that the sport has gone in. And everyone looks to have a quarterback that can run, and Kellen could run too. He wasn't Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes, but he could run, and he was a threat. But he was a meticulous guy when it came to preparation. But he's also he was the leader. He was the clear leader of that team, and that's one of the reasons why he was so effective. And if you look back at, for the most part, what he did for Dak Prescott when he was with the Cowboys, some of their best, his game, Dak's game, made him look more worthy of being a first-round pick than a fourth-round pick when Kellen got to Dallas. And then to see what he did with that offense in Philly, basically saying, look, you guys have to understand that Jalen Hurts is a guy you have to put an offense in that you work around with his talent. You can't get him to, if you're asking him to conform to playing the position the way you want it to be played, we're not going to be successful here. And then when they got Saquon Barkley to go with it, I think that maybe elevated him even more, because people then began to understand that he wasn't just a passing guy, that he did understand that the run game meant a great deal. And that took a lot of the pressure off of Hurts. If the biggest concern is how he leads as a head coach, there's no problem. And I'm here to tell you, there is no problem. The biggest issue the Saints are going to have now is clearing that cap space that is going to be tough to do, because no one's in worse shape with the Cap than they are as we begin his era as a head coach. There are no Drew Breeses for him to latch onto there, although Derek Carr is a really good quarterback and someone Kellen's very familiar with from his days at Fresno State and, of course, Kellen's days at Boise State. So I think that match could work, but it won't be anything quite like what Sean Payton had in 06 when he came in to work with Drew Brees and brought Drew in, signing that free agent contract after he had gone through all the questioning about his arm and wasn't taken by Saban in Miami. It's going to be a longer build this time for the Saints, but I have no doubt that this is the hire that they had to make, and it's a hire that can get them to a place where in a couple of years they can be a team that can make the playoffs and maybe make a dent in the playoffs. I don't see them winning an NFC or having a chance to play an NFC championship game as quickly as Sean Payton did. Okay, that happened almost immediately, but that happened for a variety of reasons. One, because Saban's doctors tell him that, you can't go with Drew, and that was, Nick to this day will tell you that was a bad doctor's report, but you know what? He lived with it. Sean just outworked Nick to get that quarterback because he was an offensive guy. Nick didn't care about that position the way Sean did.
Correct.
That's bottom line. He didn't. And then, of course, he gets Bush through the draft. They worked a deal to get Bush, and all of a sudden you got a 1-2 combination going for explosive offense, and it all happened. I'm not as down on Mickey Loomis as some others down there are. I think that if they can work some things to establish some cap room and make a few deals, I think Kellen can get them where they need to be. I mean, you got to have some depth, and you got to spend some money in areas where you can protect the quarterback.
I agree.
And you can also give your defense a chance to make plays. And, last season, really the year before, they didn't have either. So, from an organizational standpoint, there's still some work to do. But first things first, you got to get a leader and a head coach. And I think they got the best one that was available, especially for New Orleans. Kellen Moore will fit beautifully with what he does in that city.
Tim, we're in the minutia part of all this draft talk, but going back in the fall, I've said this so many times, this is 40 years for me as far as evaluating players. I've never seen a guy like Travis Hunter. Never. Okay, people say, well, what about Deion? My thing is, Deion didn't play no offense. He played a little bit of offense with the Falcons. Right. He was a return man corner. But I can never recall a guy who could tilt the field as a receiver and a cornerback like Travis Hunter. He never came off the field. And it is unbelievable that now they're manufacturing guys, to be the best player in his draft class. For me, it's clear cut. And this is nothing against Cam Ward, Shadeer Sanders, Carter. Come on, Travis Hunter's the best guy out there on the board.
Yeah, and unlike Deion, he would stick his nose in there and make tackles in situations where you might want to make a business decision and not make the tackle, and Deion made those decisions as a player. You know that. I know that.
Yep.
So Travis is better than Deion. That's why Deion loves him so much. He would have never put himself in that kind of peril as a collegiate. I mean, he was already protecting $1 million that Steinbrenner had given him while he was still playing football at Florida State. And he had his brand-new Trans Am, and he's coming on game day saying to me, hey, Tim Brando, how you likes me now? So Deion was a marketing whiz, but he wasn't going to put himself from a defensive standpoint in a position to get hurt the way Travis Hunter has. And by the way, he's bounced back from injury. What he did in college was incredible. And I'm proud to say I got to call a couple of his games, too. So there's no doubt that's a person you need to look at. And, as I said before, organizationally, there's still a lot that's got to be done to make the job a successful one for Kellen. It cannot be a quick fix because of just the business facts that he faces coming in that I don't think were an issue for Sean Payton when he came in. And people, whether he likes it or not, those comparisons are going to be made.
Always.
And fans don't have to consider those business factors, but guys like you and me have to. And it's not going to be a quick fix. Although in that division, we've seen teams come from worst to first. And in the league, because everybody faces the same monetary set of circumstances year in and year out, it is a little easier to get better quickly in the NFL than it is, I think, at the college level. I really believe that in today's world.
Tim, put it to you this way. If I'm the Titans, Travis Hunter don't get to two. He's one for me and settles it. I think Charlie has a question for you, Tim, about the expansion of maybe the college football. And you and I have talked about this for years. It worked out with the 12. And now, Charlie?
Yeah, real quick, Tim, before we let you run, Ross Dellinger, our friend over at Yahoo Sports, put out a great article just yesterday over the weekend talking about how there's momentum in the Big Ten and the SEC to expand to either 14 or 16 teams. I know that we've had you on. You've been a big proponent of further expansion of the college football playoff. I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it absolutely is going to happen. And by the way, those meetings are later this week in New Orleans.
Yep.
I think Ross is already there, actually. And, you know, he knows enough people from his days in Baton Rouge, I'm sure, to get some good boudin and cold couscous while he's down there. A lot of people in college football, and you'll see a lot of articles, Stuart Mandel in The Athletic has already, you know, lampooned the notion of the SEC and the Big Ten doing this because it will only pad their wallets and they'll have total control from a business standpoint of college football in his mind. And I listen, there are a lot of times when people have accused me of being a socialist when it came to, you know, college football, that I had certainly turned my back on the SEC when I went to Fox and had become a Big Ten guy and a Big 12 guy and all this other stuff. And listen, the bottom line is this new plan, which is already, the details are out there. And I've not always sided with Greg Sankey at all, okay? I angered him to some point, to such a point that Paul Feinbaum had to tell me I could never come on his show again. So Greg Sankey's not been high on Tim Brando in recent years. But Greg Sankey's a hell of a leader for the SEC, and now I think he really is trying to do something for all of college football. He and Tony Petitti, who I worked for at CBS for 9 years, are looking out for everyone. By going to 14, If 14 is the number, I think they'll go to 16, frankly. But if 14 is the number, the guarantee would be that the SEC and the Big Ten each get four teams and that the Big 12 and the ACC each get two teams. Well, if you're those two leagues, there's no guarantee now with the 12. You saw the Big 12 last year was a better overall league than the ACC, but the ACC got two in because SMU put on a show and came back and almost beat Clemson in the ACC championship game, and because they didn't, they got in and Clemson got in. Well, that's not going to happen most years. This way, fellas, the ACC and the Big 12 are guaranteed two. The Group of Five is guaranteed one. And then there's that large entry, which could conceivably go to Notre Dame most years. And if not to Notre Dame, then to another team that's deserving, no matter what league or team that it might possibly be. I think that's good for the game. I really do. The other portion of this that has some people upset is that the Big Ten and the SEC are also agreeing to the SEC playing 9 conference games rather than 8. That should have been done long ago. In fact, the last time I believe Sankey got really pissed at me was when I got on his case when in the spring of, I think, 2 years ago, they decided not to go to 9 games and continue to play these horrible games against FCS opponents in November. Now they have to go to 9. And part of the reason they do that is so the SEC and Big Ten would have a scheduling agreement where its teams would always play a handful of games against each other during the regular season, some at SEC homes that would be on ESPN and ABC, some that would be on Fox by virtue of the home team being the Big Ten team. This is good for the game. It's not. This is good for college football. Now, the next thing that's got to happen, guys, is they have to move the season up. Okay, week zero needs to be, last year it was August the 24th. Now it needs to be August the 10th. Okay, and the regular season in mid-August should start. Why? Because we need college football's national championship to be played on New Year's Day. Play the game New Year's Day. Move the calendar back. Start the season earlier. We wait too long for college football to start anyway. And don't give me the crap about the weather being too hot. It's as hot in Baton Rouge in September as it is in late August. You know that. I know that. Let's start the season earlier, finish the season on time, so our college football playoff is not going up against NFL regular season games and NFL playoff games. There were NFL playoff games through 3 weeks of the college football playoff. Through 3 weeks. And the ratings bared out that people were not as engaged as a result. So that's what we need to do for the sport, and I think that's what Tony Petitti and Greg Sankey have in mind long term. We don't need spring football anymore, fellas. Eliminate.
No, we don't.
School has eliminated it. Get rid of it. We'll have OTAs just like the pros, and we'll play football in mid-August.
Tim, I think you got a lot of amens from the audience.
Yes.
Who are like, come on, it is the longest wait when you're waiting for when the college football season ends to when it begins. Okay, you practicing.
Right.
You one-on-one-ing with the quarterbacks, receivers, the linemen all work together. Why don't you just move? I agree with you totally about moving the season up. And the ratings would be through the roof.
Yeah. I know what these writers are pissed about. They think this is another money grab. They think this is just a money grab. And, yeah, they do need more money because revenue sharing starts for the players because of the NCAA lawsuit that was lost in 2026. But we need these games to be played at a time when people are engaged and care to watch, not in competition with NFL playoff games. We know who's going to win that battle. I mean, it's not going to be college football.
Tim, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always love when you come on. And, man, have a great ride, my friend. I know you'll enjoy it. And you'll say, when can I do it again? All righty. Thank you, Tim. Timmy Brando from Fox Sports and does a great job and covers so many sports throughout the years. Man, him and I go back a long way from back in the 70s when we got to kind of know one another. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this break. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long in studio. Ever dream of riding in a carnival parade? WWL has your tickets to roll with the crew of Argus on Mardi Gras Day. Ride high atop a float with everything you need, costumes and throws for two, all free. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win the ride of a lifetime. Just like Timmy B is going to have the ride of a lifetime February 22nd, you can have that on Mardi Gras Day in the greatest free show on earth. Powered in part by Honda of Covington, Les Ballons Touré, here at WWL. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing off here, our number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, Mike and Charlie. Hey, two things real quick. I know you got ties to Nickel State there. Mike, Nickel State basketball is playing tonight in Gentilly against UNO, 6:30. Look, again, UNO's having a rough time at it on the court and with the budget. I know the Nickel State fans are going to be there. So anybody listening, come support UNO. They're having major budget crunches. In a couple years, we might not even have Division I basketball anymore, sadly, at Lakefront Arena. That's a tragedy and a shame. Support UNO. Save UNO. But, yeah, Nickel State, UNO tonight, 6:30, Lakefront Arena. I wanted to get
and
your
the Colonels are
take.
Damn good. They are
know,
really
yeah.
good.
They,
Coach Sad
sadly,
got them working,
gonna,
baby.
I think they got a shot and maybe winning the tournament and making and getting a shot at the big dance. This could be the year. And they played tonight at UNO. I want to get y'all's take on Taysom Hill. Kind of old. From a standpoint of football and his positioning, very old. He's been a freak of nature playing like that, running like that. Had a great year up until the injury at that age. But with this injury now, with the salary cap issues, you know, I look at it like this. He's a fan favorite. He puts butts in the seats. Will he be willing to renegotiate or work for play for less and stay it with the Saints? Or I don't see him retiring on this final note. I don't see that happening. Whether the Saints want to bring him back for less or not, what's your take? What do you think we should do? Because again, he's a fan favorite who sells season tickets, And that's something the Saints need right now. What do you think they do with this?
Okay, my thing is, I got a little bit of time now, but I want to see how his rehab is going. I think that is the key. He is an unbelievable player. There's no one I could compare him to for what he can do out on the football field. But for the time, you know, he ain't been beaten for a reason. He ain't been beaten or tied for a reason. I want to see if how well he can get back. Because if he's ahead of schedule, I want him on my team. He can help me put W's up on the board. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.